You don't want to come near me. Okay. How are you doing? Yeah, I told you I don't like that answer, but okay. Are you excited for the Christmas?
Yes.
I just ask you, how are you doing? And you say, hey. Okay. How many days left until Christmas? Nobody counting, huh? I don't know. I didn't count it.
It's 2 weeks.
Okay. You excited, right?
Yeah.
Why are you excited? Because Santa's coming, huh?
God's birthday also.
What?
God's birthday.
God's birthday. Okay. That's nice. But Santa comes first, huh? I'm sorry? Oh, Santa comes with a present. Okay. Okay, let me check first. For the last time, I'm going to ask you. Today's the last Sunday that I'm going to ask you. How many of you doing every day, God made me special in the morning? What is this? Okay, like I said, today's the last day. It's up to you now that if you want to continue to do it, it's really good for you. I'm telling you, I guarantee you. Pastor, don't lie, you know? I guarantee you, if you do it every day, it's going to change your life. Parents, please encourage them to participate and then do it. God made me special every day, okay? So you excited for Christmas because Santa is coming, right? What's with a Santa? Like a giving you present. So you care for Santa, not Jesus? Care for both? Okay, that's fair. I'm excited because someone is coming tomorrow in my house. Do you know who that is? Huh? You know who that is? Tomorrow somebody's coming to my house. This is Juliana, my oldest daughter, who work here. She's right there. But somebody's coming, who would that be?
Your other daughter.
Right.
Mama.
Her name is Kristen. She is a junior in college, and she is coming home for Christmas. Are you excited?
Yeah.
I am excited because I have a special relationship with Kristen. But you're not excited because you don't know who she is, right? So I'm telling you, excitement, somebody's coming to you, is kind of show your relationship with that person. So when we talk, Philip, okay, pay attention. When we talk about Jesus, you're excited because you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, right? You're excited about Santa because of the present, but you should excite more excited about Jesus Christ because he is the Lord and Savior for us. So let's focus on, you know, why we're excited. My youngest daughter, Kristen, is very that type of person that who try to keep nice and neat house. Guess what? When she comes, all the comments that she's making, Daddy, why this paper is on here? Why the bathroom is not clean? Why so many hairs on the floor? You know, those kind of things. So when she comes, guess what I'm doing this afternoon?
Clean up.
Yeah. we're going to clean the house nice and neat because she's coming, right? Jesus Christ is the same thing. When Jesus coming, try to look at your heart. Try to look at your heart, what you have in your heart. So when we think about Jesus, we need to clean up. Clean up our minds, clean up our house, maybe, in your heart. Anything that, something that Jesus doesn't like it, then we need to clean up and throw it out, right? So until Christmas, when Jesus is here, then we need to continue to work on cleaning our heart. Can you do that?
Yes.
Promise? Okay. Just don't too much focus on the Santa, okay? Okay, so if you keep working on your heart, then when Jesus comes in your heart, then he's gonna please you. She's gonna love you, okay? Let us pray. God, we thank you for all the children we have. You send them to us. So help us to train them well. Help us to make a good soil in their heart. God, we don't have enough strength and energy to do it. So pour out your spirit and bless our children so that they grow up as precious children. God, the world that we are living in is kind of chaos and dark, but protect them as they go out to the world and try to be the light of yours. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.